Welcome to Outlaw Songwriters, where we explore a wide variety of topics, including the craft of songwriting with a man who needs no introduction in this field, Mr. Jeep White. Join us as we journey through the underground music scene with special guests and uncover the inspiration behind the lyrics. Without further ado, ladies and gents, Jeep White.
Welcome to Outlaw Songwriters. I'm your host, Jeep White, and I'm going to be bringing you the absolute best in local, original, underground music. Songs you've never heard by people you've never heard of. All from the Low Country area, from Savannah to Georgetown. I'm going to be talking about songwriting, the inspiration, and the stories that we songwriters try to deliver through our writing. Today's show is being broadcast in living color, so set your dials appropriately. Let's start things off with a song I wrote. I heard Johnny Lang's Lie to Me, which is a very, very cool song, and I got inspired, and I decided that I was going to write my own Lie to Me song. And sometimes when I hear other people's stuff, I think, well, how could I do that? Or I like that idea, or whatever. So it was an inspiration for me. John Lennon once said, amateurs borrow, professionals steal. And that was a phrase he apparently stole from T.S. Eliot. So I stole this idea from Johnny Lang. This is my song, Lie to Me. Man, there's a whole lot of lying going on there. The young lady that sang back up in harmony on that track is Miss Susie Summers. She's played around Charleston for many, many years. Good entertainer, great singer. Very, very powerful voice. She can shake the windows in a room when she really, really, really lets go. Susie's a songwriter in her own right. So here is Susie Summers with Afraid of Falling.
Be my part in the proverbial storm. Be the force that makes me whole, like the moonlight on a windy night. Guide me through the shadows. Lift me up into the stars. Take me out, but not too far. High enough I can see 4 miles, 'cause I'm afraid of falling. Not enough to break me. Shelter me in the eye of the storm. Give me things to dream about. Lay me down on solid ground, 'cause I'm afraid of falling. Promises made to fill the need. The hurts and slides that sound like the truth to me. I'm blind by what I choose to see. Should forgive me. Be the beacon, be my friend. Be the light that never ends, like the moonlight on a windy night. Guide me through the shadows.
Fine job there, Susie. Fine job. Frank Carlier. He's one of the first musicians I met when I came to Charleston back in 1988. He was playing with the Blue Wave Trio, and that was a phenomenal group of musicians. Frank and I are fellow West Virginians and veterans. We hit it off right away, and he handed me a business card that said, Frank Carlier, guitar instruction, learn or die. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to like this guy. And I took a few guitar lessons from him. He was light years ahead of me, but I really enjoyed my time with Frank. He was inducted into the Lowcountry Music Hall of Fame. A great songwriter, has written some really cool stuff. I believe that Frank's one of those guys that doesn't seek or ask for a lot of praise. And he's written stuff for Disney. He's written a lot of really, really good tunes. Jerry Springer Show. The old Jerry Springer Show was looking for a theme song, looking for somebody to write a song for him. And Frank, being the intuitive songwriter that he was, put together a song for the Jerry Springer Show. Sent it in. If I'm not mistaken, they had the audience vote on the various songs that had been sent in. And lo and behold, Frank Carlier won. He got to do a guest appearance on the Jerry Springer Show. And that was really cool. I know everybody that knew Frank, we were sitting around the TV that day just so we could watch Frank on the Jerry Springer Show. Now, I'm not going to play that song today, but somewhere in the future I'll play that. I wanted to do something that's more appropriate for WVFF, Veterans for Freedom Radio. And this is Frank Carlier's The Burden of the The Burden of the Red, White, and Blue off his Americana 101 album.
William came from the projects on the east side of St. Louis. His mama was a crackhead, he had a daddy he never knew. Futures don't look bright, filled with expectations when you're a product of the SSI with a ninth grade education. So he heard about the brave, the proud, the few. And on his 18th birthday, he knew just what to do. And 6 years seemed a small sacrifice to break the cycle of his poverty and have a shot at a better life. Jenny viewed each passing day as an no-win situation. Work a night shift at the Pizza Hut on the Navajo Reservation. Promises of high-paid jobs when they built the great casino vanished just like smoke rings when the government said no. So she dreamt about a life out on the sea, far off from her native land of desert rocks and trees. And like her ancestors, she took the warrior stance. But not for job, not for adventure, she just wanted a fighting chance. They said, I'll pledge my life and take up arms. I'll put myself in way of harm to the task that lay before me, and to my duty I'll be true. To protect and to keep free those born more fortunate than me. I'll bear the burden of the red, the white, the blue. Charlie came from a mining town in the foothills of PA, where the golden age when coal was king had all but gone away. And working part-time at the shop and save wouldn't take him far. Said to take the place of a pension plan, he joined the National Guard. He said, I'll pledge my life and take up arms. I'll put myself in way of harm to the task that lay before me, and to my duty I'll be true. Every night the news is just the same. They show the numbers of the losses, not the faces nor the names. But no politician's daughter, no son of a congressman will shed a drop of blood on the sand. William lost his left eye in the use of his right hand at some village that he can't pronounce in East Afghanistan. Jenny's in the spirit world with Cochise and Geronimo. She died in the Port of Yemen when they blew up the U.S. coast. And Charles Greener had no foresight of the stacking of his deck when he was held accountable for the politically correct. And now he's proudly serving out his incarceration for the guilt of his superiors in a backwards administration. They pledged their lives and took up arms. They put themselves in way of harm to the task that lay before them, and to their duty they were true, to protect and to keep free on foreign land or on the sea. They bear the burden of the red, the white, the blue.
The red, white, and blue is a big burden to carry. I appreciate everybody out there on the World Wide Web and in the immediate listening area tuning in. I hope you all enjoy what I'm bringing you. I'd love to hear from you. I've been getting a few emails. I'd love to hear what you got to say about the show, anything you want to hear, anything you want to know. If you'd like to send me money so that I can go eat tonight or you know, maybe buy me a new pair of shoes or something. I'd really appreciate that. You know, that's all contributions are appreciated. You can email me at outlawairwaves@jeepwhite.com. Outlawairwaves@jeepwhite.com. You can go to my website and get in touch with me directly there. You can go to the WVFF page, Outlaw Songwriters, and there's a direct link to contact me there. I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to know what you think. Next in the queue is Mr. Ron Bushy. And I've known Ron for many years, and I watched him as he started out on his songwriting journey, going to songwriter nights and open mics. And if you folks out there, if there's any of you that think, well, you know, I'm too old to be messing with this, or I'm too old to learn to play guitar, or I'm too old to write, you are never too old to write. And forgive me, Ron, but I'm going to let everybody know that you were kind of a late bloomer. And I watched you start from a novice to where you're out gigging. I think you're living up in Virginia now, and it was a real pleasure the time I got to spend with you. Ron's wife, Karen, is his biggest fan, his guiding light, and a supporter of his musical endeavors. And you need that. You need your partner to be behind you in what you're doing and helping you and being critical and telling you the truth about what's going on. So off of Ron Bushy's Whiskey Train record, which he said was a bucket list item that he wanted to get a CD out, and proud of you and glad you did. This is fine work, Ron. Here is Whiskey Train off of Whiskey Train.
Got an old Ford pickup, some worn-out jeans, a ball cap that says tequila, and a bottle of Jim Beam. I'm out here on some back road, just where I don't know. Whiskey train getting further from home. I don't water down my whiskey, I let it burn going down. Playing aces and eights, lady luck's not around. So cut the cards and deal, don't let me drink alone. Whiskey train getting further from home. Whiskey train, we're rolling, rolling again. Where the hell we going and where the hell we been? We're out here riding, riding alone. Whiskey train don't take me so far from home. There's a devil on my shoulder, he whispers in my ear. Take a shot of that old bourbon, I hear him real clear. He pours me a double and rolls them ivory bones. Whiskey train getting further from home. Whiskey train, we're rolling, rolling again. Where the hell we going, where the hell we been? We're out here riding. So far from home. Whiskey train, we're rolling, rolling again. Where the hell we going? Where the hell we been? We're out here riding, riding alone. Whiskey train, don't take me so far. So far from home.
Karen, you better keep an eye on Ron, because every song on this album is either about gambling or whiskey. I don't know about you, Ron. This is Outlaw Songwriters. Please stay tuned. We're going to take a short break here on WVFF 97.7 on your radio dial.